What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rants of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Red. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, they ain't ready.
What it do, what it do. It is another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As usual, I am J-Dot Flan.
This is Rich Nerd.
Yes, sir. And we are the White Pants Society. I don't know. Should I spend a couple of seconds just going over the White Pants Society stuff again? I think there's some confusion about what we stand for, what we are. I know it's kind of weird. It's the White Pants Society. I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it.
It's gonna jump straight in. Real rap raw.
Real rap raw. All right. So basically, people, to keep it 100, the original name for all of this was What Is That White Shit? And before you send me your hate mail, that came from a white dude. there was originally gonna be like four hosts to the show.
Yeah.
One of them being a white guy, and our objective was cultural exchange and some racial humor. You know, we were taking a cue from Patrice O'Neill and comics like that and Dave Chappelle. Well, we could, if we're open and honest about the discussion, you know, we can answer questions and ask questions and have a little fun with it without it being offensive. Or if it was offensive, then, you know, fuck you, get over it. But so the original name was supposed to be What Is That White Shit? If you look it up right now, I think if you do a who is, I may still own thatwhiteshit.com and thatwhitestuff.com. So it went from that white shit to that white stuff to try to make it a little more PC. And eventually we say, you know, we're gonna rock with the White Pants Society. It's kind of an inside joke and a nod to TWS, but without having to be so in your face offensive. So the White Pants Society came from that same host or, you know, co-host that came up with that white shit. When he found out that Rich and I rapped, he decided to try his hand at rap. And the verse that he came up with, or the line he came up with that will forever live in infamy, is you better wear your white pants while you still got a chance. And then, you know, we became the White Pants Society, just as a nod to that joke. So yeah, you know, it never was intended to be something that you understood right off the bat, which is kind of the whole idea behind what is TWS. Like a little bit of, you know, mystery. Like, you got to come check us out to figure out what TWS is. But for those that are interested, that want to know that, you know, having like, what is this whole thing about? It was What Is That White Shit? Switched to What Is That White Stuff? And eventually became the White Pants Society with Rich and myself. But we still stand for the same things. Cultural exchange. We want to tell our story. Yeah. You know, say what it is we want to say.
And I think the main thing, like our bio always says, you know, we just two guys trying to tell our story, like you said. But, you know, we want to be totally honest, real rap raw, and just unapologetically ourselves.
I'm going to offend everybody.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
it was never intended to just offend white people.
Yeah, no, we're not taking time. We want to be unapologetically honest and equal opportunity assholes to everyone. Exactly. Period. There's no favoritism. Everybody can get it.
So, I mean, if you're offended, that's the point. But we hope you continue to listen and, you know, and maybe spend some time expressing to us, you know, what it is that you're offended by. And, you know, we're trying to start the conversation. Yeah. This is the point. Start the conversation. All right. So that's enough of that. Just a quick backstory about what we are. Man. So this is episode, we in the 50s now. We crossed that half a century mark. We're in the 50s.
51.
I do want to, again, thank everyone who's been rocking with us.
This is 52.
This is 52.
It's 52.
I mean, technically, it could be considered 51, because 51 was episode 3 of Evening with the Flans. But, what the fuck it, though. Yeah. It is what it is. 52. Who's counting at this point?
I don't know. It's been a fun ride.
It's been a fun ride. I've enjoyed it. Excuse me. Apologize. I'm not going to edit it out, though.
Why?
Why?
unapologetic.
Right now, what you hear in the background is a little bit of music from Deuce Man Productions. I think I introduced this one in our last episode. So, you know, I like a little background music. I think we got some positive feedback from having background music. And my man, Deuce Man, my brother-in-law, is a very talented young man. So I figured, let's cross-promote. I'm gonna put your music in the back of my podcast, you know, promote you. In turn, you can help promote us, and we all win. That's what it's all about. It's all about we are all of us winning together. It's no competition. It's enough shine for everybody.
When you win, we win together.
We win together. So I'll give you a little. Oh, don't get too excited. That's enough. That's enough for you, man. I guess we usually start out with the rants.
You want to go in? Yeah, let me go ahead and get mine out the way because I read what you got on and yeah, I want to jump on some of this stuff and then pause. So, all right, so my rant. This is something that I heard somebody say. I've seen it on the internet a few times, so I thought I'd mention it. I heard a woman say, "A beard does for a man what makeup does for a woman," and I didn't know how I felt about that. It's like, it's not the same thing.
It's not even close to the same thing.
I grew this beard.
Hey, it's not in the same ballpark. It's not in the same.
I mean, it's naturally a part of me. Like this is mine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking makeup, but it's like granted, you work hard on it, but you know, you have to add that. You have to do that. Like,
you can switch that up every day. You can switch that up midday.
Yeah, you can't compare a beard to. I just didn't get it.
Nah, I don't get it either. And you know, I think we trying to be a little PC because you know we don't want to hurt people close to us. But yeah, it's not the same thing. I don't know. It's not the same thing.
And I think the point to it was that the way the effect that the beard has on a man's image. And you know, I get that. You know, men look a little bit different in a beard. You see a dude fresh face and it's like, oh.
But women look different in bangs than they do a ponytail. Yeah. So
exactly. See. That, I think, is a comparable thing.
That'd be a fair comparison.
That's a fair comparison. Hey,
now, if I was to Beijing the hairline, or you know,
which some dudes be spray doing, paint. I don't that whole.
If I spray paint my beard, then we could compare that to makeup.
You see, they even got one now that got little fibers in it, and you can spray it on your hair to make your hair look thicker in the front and shit.
I swear, man, we used to have a dude at the Pentagon that did that, and my dream when I went home would be. Come to work with a super soaker one day and just run by his desk and see what happens.
I'd go off.
Get that Beijing. I thought about it. I thought about the Beijing. I had a barber offer it to me because he told me I was receding.
Damn. That's
and that cool. Was the last time I ever went to that motherfucker. So if you're listening to this, that's how you lose a customer.
Lost some motherfucking money.
That's how you lose a customer. You telling them you need the Beijing your hairline because it's going back too far.
The dudes that be and then. They Beijing and fine, but then I've seen the dudes that don't got no hair who make sideburns and a connecting line for the beard. Nah, that's doing too much.
Have you seen this stuff on Facebook? Like, this? Like you know, I don't really have anything against women with makeup, but dudes who do these stenciled in shape ups,
that's just a lie.
That is a bald faced lie.
That's
and you need to front. You can't show up. To the barbershop looking like George Jefferson and then come out with the fresh Caesar.
Yeah.
That's a fucking lie.
That's Steve Harvey shit before he cut the hair off.
I'm learning this every day, Rich. You know, because you know, before we came in here, I was looking for my Fat Boy shirt.
Because
I wanted to feel more comfortable just in case we recorded it. And we were not recording, so I don't have my Fat Boy shirt on. But I'm going to stop doing that, Rich. I'm just going to own who I am. I own my shit. If I'm a little overweight, if I ain't been running like I should have been running,
then that's me.
This is me. Accept me for who I am. So if you don't have a shape up, no, live with that. Be you. Be unapologetically you. Do it the White Pants Society way. See what the White Pants Society stands for. I think we setting the record straight today. Setting the record straight. All right, so I'm going to get on some more.
Yeah, because you had a few topics.
White Pants Society, what I stand for, stuff that's getting on my nerves right now. So first, my wife has been getting on me. We got cold brew in the office, and I'm not a coffee drinker. I don't really like the taste of coffee. Warm coffee puts me to sleep. Like, even though it's like caffeinated, I think like warm liquids put me to sleep. But the cold brew is on a whole nother level. So I've been drinking the cold brew lately. And then today, just when I thought cold brew was like the epitome of caffeine and like that adrenaline shot that I needed every morning, today I found out they have nitrous infused cold brew.
Which is crazy.
Nitrous infused. I had the nitro cold brew today. And as you can see, I'm still buzzing, right? I'm still on a high. But I chug my cold brew because I don't like the taste of coffee and I got judged for it. So I just want to say to all those out there who chug their cold brew, who don't like the taste of coffee and tired of getting judged about it, you should join the White Pants Society. Because we all about doing it your way and loving it and embracing it. But yeah, I don't know. Nitrous infused cold brew. We might have gone too far. I think we need to stop a little bit with the beverages. Like, how much caffeine do you really need?
Yeah.
Cause that, what is you? Y'all were talking about the dude that
died. Yeah, the high school kid. I think he was like 16, 17. Look it up real quick. But I think he was like 16, 17. And basically, he had some like extra strong coffee. I think it was like 2 espresso shots or something like that. Some Mountain Dews and some energy drinks, like right back to back to back within a 2-hour period. And his heart just couldn't take it. And he was like a walking heart attack. His heart failed.
I don't know, man.
Crazy.
Because, you know, one of my favorite things to do when we hit the hookah spot, since I'm not drinking, I do the Turkish coffee. And I knock back 2 or 3 of those, you know, at night. And we might be there 3 or 4 hours or something like that. I don't know. Maybe I was on the verge of death. But that's how you know you're alive. That's how I live. But now the other thing that I saw today that I'm really disgusted by, and it, this, I'm sorry, I got to cut to you, because this is serious. This is serious. Please, everybody, I need your attention. If I see one of you motherfuckers wearing one of these rompums, I'm going in. I'm going in with everything that I have. Do not come outside. One of them goddamn rompums on. I can't stand for that. It's, we going too far, people.
Why is it a thing, though? I don't understand.
We going like, too far.
And I couldn't tell if it was a joke or if it's like, is it real?
It's got to be a joke. But I think the problem is that, and we guilty of it too now, like we giving it so much, like people who didn't know rompums exist, now know rompums exist. And they might go fund this Kickstarter.
Yeah, so like I wanted spite. To post it on Facebook, like, what the fuck? But then it's like, I didn't want to post it because I didn't want to give it too much run, too much play. But then it's like,
I swear for Jesus, though. I mean, I can't do it. You know, y'all got your mumble rap. Niggas is on their album covers and dresses with
this some new wave millennial shit.
Umbrellas and stuff. Y'all millennials, you've gone too far, people.
Okay, I'm blaming you. It's the millennials.
You're going too far. I dare you come outside with a romper and let me see you. I'm not gonna touch you because I'm not an aggressive like physical type person. But I'm gonna destroy your self esteem. Millennials don't have much self esteem to begin with. But you come outside with a romper on, the suicide rate is going through the roof because Flan is not. I'm not letting it slide. And yes, I'm saying I'll be responsible for some suicides because. Yeah, I don't know. We've had too many. I don't know if you've seen all the stories about like teenagers and stuff committing suicide for crazy reasons.
Mm-hmm. Too crazy reasons.
So I'm going to force people to be a little more thick skinned because you come outside with a romper more, you're going to have your guard up. I'm going in. I'm going all the way in. Pause. But on that note, I also have to do something that it hurts me to do. I got to call out my man. I gotta call out my brother, my homie. What are you doing drinking Naughty Toddies, man? I'm not feeling this, Rich. I seen that joint in the first thing.
See, I'm up here. I'm updating notes. I did not see that bus coming. There's nothing wrong.
I was gonna say something about it on Facebook today, but I'm like, nah, I wanna catch him. I wanna catch him completely off guard.
Listen.
I seen you post that joint on Facebook, and you know what the first thing that came to mind was, Rich? What? Whose man's is this?
First of all, I didn't name it.
Okay,
all right. So yeah. I usually get a toddy shot at work. The toddy shot is just cold brew with like a shot of vanilla or like white chocolate.
Yeah.
And I'm like a little extra espresso on the shot. That's how they make it at work. That's what it is. So I get there the next day And I get it every single day for the past year. That's what I've been drinking.
Yeah.
And I get in there, and he said that he had one that they call a... he didn't tell me what the name of it is. He just said that they've been making it with the chai latte.
Yeah.
And I like chai latte. And Starbucks makes one like that that's pretty good. And I figure what Starbucks calls it. And he's like, no, we make it too. So he gives me this chai latte. It's half chai latte and half cold brew. So I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty good because the extra caffeine in the cold brew boost up the chai latte.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what is this, a chai cold brew? He's like, nah, we call it a naughty toddy.
Oh, man.
So I'm just like, just look at him. His girlfriend starts laughing. I'm like, you know what? Just give me my morning drink. So give me so.
It's the same suit that was there when I worked there.
Yeah, same people saw it. So every time I go in, I'm like, hey, I'm back. Can I get my toddy? Do you want a naughty? And I'm like... You know the drink I want. We ain't got to go through all of this. But
that's what it is. And you was like, it's naughty. And then you start listing ingredients.
See, that's what I had to list the ingredients because if I just say it's a naughty toddy, not only are you not going to know what I'm talking about, you're going to think it's some next level extra weird shit. It's just the cold brew with some espresso and some vanilla.
But I couldn't get it out. Like that, from that point on, all I did was imagine you were like Starbucks. Like, I want a 22, I want a grande cold brew with two shots of vanilla. The chai latte with and a shot of white chocolate. And I was like, nah, Rich. If I go to Starbucks with you and you order that shit, I'm walking out. I'm like, I don't know this dude. I'll catch you outside, and then we'd be cool again. But I don't know. I had to call my man out. It hurt me to my heart to do it. But I had to do it. We can bring the music back. We gonna bring the music back. All right. That's all I got. That's all I got. I'm done with my evil section. But I swear to God, y'all come outside with a romper on. You come outside with a romper on drinking a hottie toddy. It is a naughty toddy. It is over for you. Not you, Rich. Not you. But yeah, you know what? You know what? Fuck it. I'm wrong. We're going to jump on this romper bandwagon. We're going to TWS brand these things. We're going to sell them for like $600. We're going straight Supreme style.
I was about to say, you know who's going to make a killing? Them Supreme Rompums.
Hey, yo, we're going straight Supreme style with the Rompums. Look out for them TWS Rompums. They're on their way.
Goddamn shit don't make no sense.
I am running a promotion right now. We got a new shirt design in the store that I'm not actively promoting right now. But if you go to the store and you can figure out which one is the new shirt, first person to hit me, get a free shirt. Free shirt of your choice. It don't have to be the new shirt design. You can get any shirt you want. No mugs, no none of that stuff. You know that the mug is actually our number one seller in the store?
That mug is dope. I think that everybody needs to own what is TWS Podcast mug.
It's a good size mug. You could probably fit your 22-ounce Naughty Toddy in there. It's a dope mug.
It's a dope mug.
You should get one. All right, let's get into some serious stuff. I do want, because we talked about a lot of, you know, negative stuff with millennials, and we talked about these rompums.
They
and,
do
and,
good stuff.
And naughty talk, but they do good
we
stuff.
We got a good too. Millennial story coming up.
We got a good millennial story. Grambling
finally
has just awarded the largest number of master's degrees in the school's recent history. 496
could you
graduate students.
And 496 masters.
96 master's degrees.
What the? That's a lot. God damn.
Nigga, I can't do that much school. Shout out to anybody who can do that much, who can do high school, then go back for college, and then go back for graduate school. I can't do it. I hats off to you.
You know what people have been saying? The because of the way that degrees are set up now, it's negating some of them. It's like the masters is the new associates.
Shit.
Gee, if you ain't got a... You ain't got a master's. Fuck you. Hey, the dude flipping burgers at McDonald's got master's now.
Nigga, we gotta get this podcast.
That's what I'm saying. It's too late for me.
I ain't even got an associate. Ain't nothing I can do in this world.
Yeah, the master's is as you can see, 500 more motherfuckers just got a master's. Everybody ain't gonna get that job day one. So therefore, it's people doing regular shit with master's.
I don't even put education on my resume.
No.
I do not list everything. I'm not going to list Washington Mathematics.
At this point, it's all about the experience.
Damn, what the fuck school did I go to? Washington Mathematics, Science, and Technology Public Charter High School. WMST-PCHS. Yeah.
Damn, acclimation.
Class of 99. All right, so some millennials aren't all bad. So let's get that. I'm gonna let you take over these topics because I think I don't know a lot about all of these. All
right, so what was the first one? All right, so the black middle class. All right. So I came across this one. came across. These little jokes be having me funny. It helps keep the time going. No, but I read this article. It says the black middle class is leaving its brothers and sisters behind. And so basically this article is outlining the fact that just like what we were talking about at Grambling, 500 more people just got their master's. A big chunk of that were African-American students. And so, with that higher education, we're in the job field, we're in the job market, we're getting better jobs. And not even just jobs, we have a lot more African-Americans, going after careers. And it's not just these hourly jobs, they're getting a lot better careers and getting those higher salaries. So, there's a lot of African-Americans, going for their dreams and averaging that 60-plus, 75-plus, 100,000-plus K salaries. And so what this article was highlighting was the fact that a lot of us were getting to that status, we're becoming professionals, and then we're leaving the hood behind, which is fine, but at what point do you reach that hand back and pay it forward? Great, Jared, you got that brand new job, you're making 150K, but what about all your boys you were just playing basketball with yesterday who need that kick in the butt, or they may not necessarily be able to find their way? What happened to that positive that positive influence? You ain't gotta break them off with a check, but help uplift your mans at the same time, which is the same conversation that we're having all the time on our show.
Yeah.
It just can't be about yourself. How do we collectively help each other, pull each other up by our bootstraps, and create wealth for our communities and not just, oh, you got a dollar in rent? So, this article did a good job of highlighting that, and we see it every day.
I don't know. I got mixed feelings about it because while you were talking, part of it reminds me of some of the educational practices when I was coming up. Like when I was in elementary school, the big thing back then was group. You take a achiever, an overachiever, whatever you want to call it. You take the smart kid and you put him at a table with a bunch of kids that are underachieving.
I saw it, with the hope that
he's gonna lift them all up. Like they're all gonna try to aspire to not be left behind, by this one kid. When what actually happened,
it brings him down.
It brung that kid down. So to fit in all of a sudden, because now you the eyeball at the table, and to fit in all of a sudden, you dumb yourself down so that...
I think it's along the same lines, but I think that's a little bit of a different thing. I've seen people, they do that as well, just to bring up the curve for their particular schools as well. Yes. So if you're going to get 100 and everybody going to get a 50, you got to start grading on a curve. Everybody therefore is... getting higher grades, so therefore nobody is extraordinary anymore. But I get what you're trying to say, and it's like I don't necessarily feel like is your obligation to now shoulder everyone's plight and take care of everyone. But at the same time, it's like like our situation is like me and you doing fairly well, but we got a third friend who's not really doing good. How do you mentor that person?
Yeah, so for me, I was bringing that up to say, some people, when you get out, you have to separate and distance yourself from it, because some of it will pull you back. Get some of the habits that you have that keep you wherever it is you made it to, are not habits that are looked upon well in some of those places. So, in order to maintain who you are, sometimes you have to leave those things behind. But, I like what we're doing. What we're trying to do here is say, because I don't feel like I've made it anywhere, but I'm all about moving in a direction.
Yeah.
And anybody who wants to move, forward, I'm down with you. Let's do it together. Let's collaborate. Whatever. So we said it before. I forget what we had a program we were trying to do. I forget what we named it, but basically the idea behind it was, you got an idea, you got something you want to do. I'm not saying I know how to do it or can open any doors for to help you do it.
Yeah.
But I can be right there with you. Yeah, if you need an extra person, you need an extra person to search something for you. You need somebody to call you to ask you, you know, what progress you made on that recently, or what's the next step? You know, do you need help figuring out the next step? You know, we can do it together. I'm down with collaborating with anybody who's trying to do anything good,
positive, yeah.
You know? And I think with this show, some of the things that people might misconstrue is like, what we do with TT Charities was not asked for, you know? Tavares didn't know I plan to do that. Tavares didn't ask me to do that. Tavares has never asked me to do it, and I've never asked Tavares for anything to do it. I see, you know, a brother of mine that I know is doing something good and is trying to help people, and I want to help him, you know? So I'm going to use whatever platform I have to try to help him. And I think that's what you can do once you get out, is use your platform to help anybody exactly. who's trying to do better. As far as, you know, going back, sometimes you can't dip a toe back in because that riptide will suck you all the way down.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm torn with it because it just reminds me of elementary school and being set at the table and all of a sudden becoming a nerd, you know, being picked on, being bullied, and it really encouraging me to dumb down more than it encouraged the kids around me to try to, you know, get on my level. So, I don't know. That's how I feel about that. Might be offensive.
Yeah, but that's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for. That's how I feel.
Keeping it honest.
What else you got, Rich?
I wanted to
got that nitrous in my system.
I wanted to mention this real quick because I keep seeing this popping up in the news, and it's been worrying me because I ate this recently. So it's
pause.
Pause. So they've been been finding globally batches of bad or infected seafood, and it's been like shrimp, salmon. That they use in sushi, and they've been harboring these worms. They've had like tons and tons that they tested, hundreds of pounds of fish, tons of fish, and it was just infested with these worms, so they had to basically throw it all away. And now it's gravitating like globally, infecting salmon and tuna in just like different parts of the world now. So it's like, god damn it, I like sushi. I had sushi yesterday. And then, you know, when you start reading shit like that and you start self-diagnosing, self-medicating.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, god damn it, I feel faint right now. And I knew my stomach was hurting earlier. I thought it was gas, but maybe it was like a worm. I don't know.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you know what? Like, I guess I try to. I'm usually not well-informed because the more you know, like, ignorance is bliss. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just live in that world. That sounds completely like against what I just previously said, but sometimes I keep myself purposefully in the dark because it's just too much information these days. I'm not a big fan of this information age. It's way too much information. Is it night night time? It's night. Daddy gonna get his night night kisses. Y'all hold on for a second. Hey, sweetie Petey.
Hey, sweetie Petey.
She's like, I love
you. You got the taco meat out again?
Okay.
She got the shirt all zipped down like
Miss Elise. Hi.
All she needs is a gold chain. Hi. And some cologne.
Sleep tight. Yeah, she got that taco meat out.
She got taco meat out. I love you, sweet pea. Night night.
I'm gonna go night night.
I gotta wave. But yeah, I don't read a lot of those stories. And then, you know, it's always like eggs was good for you, then they was bad for you, then they was half good, half bad. I feel like it's going to flip tomorrow. Who knows? So I'm going to eat the stuff. I don't know. I'm going to die of something. Everything I do, I feel like is deadly in some shape or form. I can't do moderation. So I just do everything in excess, and then I try to recover. I go through periods of excess and then periods of recovery.
Recover, recover.
Recover, recover. That's my motto. I mean, that's my take on life. So if it's worms in the sushi, I'm about to be a worm-riddled caffeine. Maybe the caffeine will kill the worms. I don't know. I'm going to try it all. I'm going to try to make the worms OD on something. That's my strategy. All right, Rich, what else we got? Oh, so let's talk about the people being sued, having liens.
Yeah, because this is some dumb...
They putting liens on people's homes in Flint for not paying their water bill. They wanted people...
These people ain't got no water for 3 years. They haven't been paying their water bills because they don't have water. Clean water. They can't do nothing with the goddamn water.
Now you want to take their house.
And now you're threatening to take their homes for not paying the water bills? All right, get the fuck out of here.
So this is, again, why, you know, I give so much support to TT Charities and my brother Tavares, because, you know, I know he's out there trying to do some good, and it's a dire situation in Flint. So I say it early this episode, ttcharities.org. Please, people, go to the website, look at the programs they got going on. Donate time, money, clothes, books, water, whatever it is, you know, that they need. If all you can do is share the message with a friend, retweet, repost, whatever, support them if you can, because we got to get our organizations involved. We got to make this a grassroots in-house thing and try to take care of our own, because they coming for our necks right now. They coming for our head. I don't know, what's the proper New York slang for what I'm trying to say, Rich?
Know what I mean?
Okay, we're going to go with that. What's up with this dude pouring the... boiling water over the game.
So this shit was stupid. I saw this online and I couldn't believe it, and I had to reread it a couple of times. So Atlanta truck driver, I think it was at a truck stop, and these guys were under the bridge or something like that. Anyway, he sees these two gay men, and I guess he feels a way about seeing these two gay men embracing or around each other. This motherfucker gets boiling water and throws it onto the men. Like, what the fuck? I can't.
So, all right, I got a couple issues with that. One, that's a hell of a evil thought to have. I'm gonna put some boiling water on some dudes for being gay. And then two, so you had to have that. Like, I have evil thoughts all the time. Like, we was talking about. We were talking about something today, and I think I said the first thing that came to my mind was, have they considered suicide? Like, that's the evil in me that came. Yeah. And I know better than to express that, but I can admit that that's the first thing that popped in my head. So I'm not saying I would ever see two gay men and the first thing to pop in my head be pour boiling water on them. But if the first thought that did pop in my head was pour boiling water on them, between the time that I saw them, went back to wherever I was, put the water in the pot, turn the fire on, let the water.
How to calm the fuck?
How do you stay that angry? Right,
so the one with where was the bridge? That was another one. I need to find that link. So this one, so this guy's a long haul truck driver, right? I gotta find the other story too. He's a long haul truck driver. He's home. His mom had friends over or whatever. So the two friends was a guy and his gay lover. So the two gay dudes were knocked out sleep in the bed. He comes in, sees the two gay guys, gets fucking upset, grabs one of the guys. What the fuck are you doing? Get your gay ass out the house. And they're like basically, we're asleep. Yeah. You know, you just walked in here. You mad because we gay. You're not mad because we having... Evidently, we happy right now. Shit, that's what the motherfucker we are. Goes in the kitchen, gets some fucking water, boils it, comes back and like throws it on them. And they're embracing. So now, you know, they're... Threw the hot ass water up there. They fucking damn near sticking to each other because melting ass skin, and just, the smell was probably horrible. Oh my god. Anyway, he did that shit. The witnesses on site said it was so disgusting. The smell was horrible. They were stuck together like two hot dogs.
Oh man. See,
verbatim, it says it. They said they was like together like two hot dogs.
Because it's not funny. It's not funny.
So he was just convicted to 40 years in prison. Because he wanted to throw hot water on a gay guy.
Hey, now that should be life. That should be life. Yeah, that's premeditated. You had a lot of time to come to your senses.
Boiling water, it's a couple minutes.
It's a couple minutes.
Even if you put it on hot, it's a couple minutes. You mean to tell me?
So did you stand
was that angry?
Yeah,
he's at the pot like, oh, these motherfuckers just wait till I get over here. Nah, motherfucker, no. Nah. He should have just walked out.
What? Go get a drink. Go get a drink. I was like, do you watch a pot of water boil? Like, do you sit there and wait for the bubbles? Like, that's just too much. Like, I don't think, even if I did hate something that much that I wanted to burn it, I think somewhere in between turning the water on and waiting for it to boil, I'm like, man, fuck, this too much work. I'm going to sleep. I don't hate nothing that
boiling fucking
I don't hate
water?
Nothing that much to put that much effort into.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I'm going to have to pause the podcast for a second. My baby's not in
the good
shape. Best of mood. We need to give her some Tylenol. And y'all don't want to hear me get a baby Tylenol. She's going to scream like, y'all going to think I'm doing something. So we pause. I'm going to be right back once I get this with this little girl to calm down. All right, folks. Appreciate y'all rocking with me. We got the situation calmed down for the moment. But we might have to wrap this up soon. But before we go, I wanted to talk about something that's like near and dear to my heart, because it's my hometown, and it's always upsets me. So, so if you've ever been to D.C., D.C. is split into quadrants, you know, northeast, southeast, northwest, southwest, right? And southeast is typically our part of town. And it doesn't always have the best. I mean, there are good parts of southeast, but doesn't have the best reputation. And, you know, there's a high concentration of my folks. So I'm reading this article today. They are doing, our metro system used to be world renowned. Like, it was one of the cleanest metro systems, you know, and it's easy to use. I love the metro. I love being able to get on the subway and get anywhere I want to go, you know, quickly without having to drive. I can read a book going into work. But Metro's been fucking up, you know, since before I left, and it's only been getting worse since I've been here in Texas. I'm reading this article today, and they are shutting down like 4 or 5 metro stations for a month to replace 12 miles of track. And it just so happens geographically that the metro stations they're shutting down are the metro stations that connect like southeast with downtown DC. And if you think about it economically, they're doing this, you know, right before Memorial Day. Like, so this is a huge, you know, tourist time of year. People want to be down on the mall. It's nice outside. You know, it's Memorial Day. You know it's going to be a lot of people down there. And all of a sudden, around this time of year, you want to cut off access for a large segment of the city to, you know, the more touristy area of the city. This happens all the time. It happened when I was back there, just like out of nowhere, all of a sudden we doing track maintenance. So all these, you know, subway stations are shut down. They try to offer some sort of like shuttle system for buses to get you places, but they know automatically the ease of use from getting on the subway to now having to figure out what shuttle bus will take me where. Mm-hmm. People are just going to say, fuck it, and stay home. And it seems to me like it has to be intentional to cut this segment of the city off from the rest of the city during a very important time of the year. And it's because it doesn't make sense economically. You would think if you're trying to make the most money that you would schedule this track maintenance so that it didn't affect a time of year where people would want to be downtown. But to do it now seems like you don't want you don't want black folks downtown during Memorial Day.
That's the plan.
Or during the summer months. And so that hurts me. It hurts me to see that it's still going on. They're raising prices on the trains every time I turn around. So it costs more and more to get around the city. And then you can't even provide me access, you know, to the part of the city that people come to DC to see during the time of year that everybody wants to
crazy.
Do it. It's crazy, and it's got to be intentional. And I don't think anyone, I've never heard like a news station or anyone like broach this topic, you know, from this approach that is purposeful. And it is, you know, it seems like a group of people that don't want another group of people in their area when they having fun,
mm-hmm.
you know, got to be making these decisions. I hate to play the race car. I hate to, you know, turn everything into black and white, but this one just seems, it's too close to my heart, and it really pisses me off. You know, now I will say, like, this is the orange line that they're cutting off, and the orange line is what goes right next to my mother's house. You know, I used to catch the orange line from my mom's house into the city all the time because I work downtown. So there's the orange line, and then there's a blue line that also comes in the southeast, and I think like the green line also comes in the southeast, and those are not affected by this. I have my theories for why that is, why there's certain parts of the metro that dips in the southeast and some of these areas that's still being allowed across the bridge. But to me, it's inexcusable. Like, if you were out, if you're an organization and your sole purpose is to make as much revenue as you can from public transportation, mm-hmm. this is the exact wrong time to do what you're doing. Exact wrong time.
What's that saying? Cut your nose to spite your face?
Yeah. They're not spiting their face. We know exactly who they're spiting on, on this one. So, yeah, I had to get it off my chest. I'm a little heated about that. I get tired of seeing it. I get tired of, you know, them raising fares and raising prices on these trains and the service just getting worse and worse. And now doing something like just blatantly exclusionary. Is that a word?
I've been making that word.
Just blatantly excluding a large segment of the DC population during this time of year. It just pisses me off. Speaking of words, I'm not sure of words. I was surprised. I used the word assholish twice in
that's a word
in type conversation, and autocorrect didn't say nothing about it.
Might have been added.
Has assholish become a word?
They've been adding words that should have www and holla and all that other shit.
Bootylicious, bling bling.
Fuck it.
Assholish.
Every time I come around the city.
All right, so I think we should shoot for fuck it though next.
Fuck it. If we can get fuck it though,
we need to get fuck it though in the dictionary.
That would be epic. I wanna we didn't make it, but I want credit for it.
Yeah, let's start a campaign for that. Let's put fuck it though in the dictionary. If assholish can go in, yeah, I'm not saying assholish is in the dictionary, but I didn't get autocorrect. I depend on autocorrect. And it always gets you on the shit you don't want it to correct. But then when you expecting it, like I'm typing assholish, just waiting to see what it's gonna think I'm typing. It's like, nah, assholish. Yeah. That's a word. We'll take that. So I don't know, Rich. All right. I think the cold brew is wearing off. My daughter not feeling well has zapped my energy. What's going on with you, Rich?
I'm good. I'm tired too. I was out running errands after work. Me and Renee was all over the place. Some last minute getting stuff kicks together because we going to a fashion show tomorrow. So you know, I gotta be edgy. Hey, yo, I gotta be fashionable.
You wearing a romp'em?
Nah.
You gonna rock a romp'em to the fashion show?
Not wearing a romp'em, but you're probably gonna crack just as many jokes in my outfit.
Hey, you so know
I'm
I will.
I'm gonna take pictures anyway.
I do it out of love, Rich.
I'm taking pictures anyway. I'm giving y'all a hint. I'm wearing my Chelsea boots.
I do it out of love, Rich. I do it out of love. If I didn't fuck with you, I wouldn't say nothing. I'd laugh at you behind your back. Because I fuck with you, I laugh at you in your face.
It's going to be a good show.
Because it's crazy. Like, as much as we are similar and as much as people try to, like, put us in the same boat, and, you know, people call you Jared, and they call me Richard. They get us confused.
Which I don't understand how.
You know, we have a lot of the same story. We got tattoos. We both used to rap. We got the
same goddamn spots.
But when it comes to some shit like fashion and naughty tardies, we on that. The two motherfucking opposite ends of the spectrum. I give Rich a lot of shit, man. He's a good sport about it.
There's nothing wrong with being cool, fashionable.
Put that romp on, though.
Actually, you know what? I just bought two t-shirts today.
Yeah.
That you probably will like. I honestly feel like the Jared approved.
Hey. You rubbed off on me, pause. Like, I bought the show neck. I'm rocking the show neck.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? I got a show neck. Some of it is good.
I didn't even know what the fuck a show neck was. And then I was in Target, like, that's a motherfucking show neck.
I'm telling you.
Put it in the bag. I'm the only person that goes to Target and be like, put it in the bag.
I don't got to look at the price tag because I know it ain't going above this shit. I know what the range is. I'm good.
Hey, I take my wife to Target. Anything you want, babe, put it in the bag.
Man.
That's how I roll. Yeah, that's that middle class. I'm leaving everybody behind. I'm at Target. I don't shop at Kohl's no more.
That's more like it.
What happened to Kohl's? Is Kohl's still exist?
I don't know. Is there a Kohl's in Texas? I feel like there's a Kohl's. I don't know. Renee be having me in these bougie stores. We just found the brand new fashion boutique over there in the Domain right across from Brass Tap. Yeah. Had all my favorite name brands in there and nothing costs less than $100. And that's for a t-shirt.
Can't do it. Dude, I still be mad at jean prices these days. Yeah, I swear I remember when you could get jeans for $20.
Nah, they had a pair of jeans in there that I liked. That was the cheapest pair of jeans that they had that I liked or 165.
This motherfucker saying is what it is, Richard. Says that goddamn. You know what I could do with 165?
Buy a pair of Naked and Famous jeans.
I could go to Target and get four outfits and still have enough for a fifth of Patron. But I'm not drinking, so we're not doing that no more.
Renee be mad. So I got some. She'll be mad. Like, we'll go shopping on a good day, and she can't bring herself to spend a large amount of money on one item.
Yeah.
I, however, could fucking care less. So it is what it is. So we'll go shopping, and I'll buy one pair of Nudie or PRPS jeans. You know.
No idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Right? So, you can get them. You can get a pair of PRPS jeans on sale for like a good 160. And then get it like a get a nice shirt.
In the same sense.
And then I saw some Asics on sale the other day for like 130. Get you a little scoop or high level t-shirt for another 60. You're good. Same pair of pants, same price for one pair of pants. She got 13 outfits.
I mean, I can rock with that. You know what my fashion choice is right now? Like, what I consider me splurging on clothes.
What?
It's $60 a month I give to 5-4 to send me that damn package.
That's a nice package.
And as soon as I get my package from 5-4, I'll be rocking every item in there, except for them damn No Money, No Honey socks. Did I get them to somebody? Did I give you the No Money, No Honey socks?
Nah, you didn't give me the No Money, No Honey socks.
I don't know what I did with the No Money, No Honey socks, but I can't rock them. I can't do it.
I thought that it was funny, though.
I can't do it. And it was like purple. Like no purple, no money, no honey.
What's wrong with purple?
Nothing wrong with purple, but when you add the no money, no honey with the purple, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, Prince was cool, but I ain't trying to dress like
him. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I mean, I wear purple. I don't wear Prince purple.
I got some lavender shit up. You know what I'm saying? I got some motherfucking lavender shit upstairs.
I got my purple sneakers.
I rock the purple. I was rocking a purple shirt the other day The dude came here, tried to sell me pest control or whatever. I guess he thought he was buttering me up, asking me if it was J. Crew. And he was like, you know what? For the cost of that shirt, you know, you could get this pest control. I'm like, nigga, if only you knew this joint was from Target and I probably paid $25 for it, you better knock that price down some more.
Friggin', so I used to do IT at Victoria's Secret. And so they had to, basically every month, they used to have like specialty days. You can wear a special color or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was also working at Nike still at the time, so I had the discount. So basically, that's how I ended up. That was my driving force. I already liked sneakers and shoes. That was the driving force for me to get a pair of shoes in every color: purple, red, oxblood, black, light blue, dark blue, camel, chocolate. You name it, every color pair of shoes in the closet.
Yeah.
Gold, yellow, bronze, khaki.
It's just not.
I started singing a song in my head. Beans, greens, mashed potatoes.
All right, we're going to leave it on a high note. We're going to leave it on a high note. With that being said, already shouted out ttcharities.org. You know what to do. CelebrityHairCorp.com. Check them out for all your natural hair extension needs.
Definitely. They're claiming fame. No tax and free shipping. Check out CelebrityHairCorp.com. And that's the boy Alex. He's a good dude, so holla at him.
Yeah, you know, again, we all win. The Hair Lounge here in Pflugerville, Texas. Please go check out my boy Drew, Jalen, Champ, Sonia. I don't know everybody else's name. There's some other people in there. They was doing massages in there the other day. I saw that on Instagram. So that's where I found out where all the black stuff is going on.
Yeah, I should have went to Hair Lounge over the weekend to get a fresh cut. I need a shape up, but son, I'm going to be in this. I mean, my hair not looking that bad, but I got to go to this fashion show. I'm just not looking my best.
Yeah, I don't have an appointment till the 20th.
I don't know. I can't do it.
I'm going to be hurt.
I also don't like to be a walk-in, but motherfucking Drew ain't fire, nigga.
My boy, Clipper Beast. What else we got? Hair Lounge. Clipper
Beast, he needs to clip a client. Let me in there.
So Hair Lounge, what else we got? Who else we big up in right now? I don't know. If I forgot you, I apologize. Oh, the music I'm listening to, my man Deuce Man Productions. Check him out on SoundCloud. That's Deuce Man with two N's. That is his beat playing right now. And I think with that being said, be the light. Peace. And I'm going to let the beat ride out for a little bit. Let y'all enjoy that. All right, holla at you next time.
Peace.